Good afternoon. It is time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Not only Erev Shabbos, this Friday is Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, Yontif tomorrow night. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, generously sponsored by Mendy and Tzipor Fishman, the Schutz Chai Rivka Bat Tzipor Fredel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Zaks, Rabbi Yaakov Tzipor David Aryeh. This afternoon's Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is also co-sponsored by Rina and Steve Rantz, in memory of her beloved mother, Anna Shapira Plitch, Chama Bas Yitzchak. Rina, thank you so much for your generous sponsorship. Neshama Shavan Aliyah. Let's go. It's time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Kabbalah Satorah. We're going on the mountain. We are getting ready. Here comes the siren. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. If you've not signed up for our one-on-one campaign yet, please do so. $1 a day of stucco, 1 minute a day of Torah learning, all in the schus and the merit of Esti Maskowitz, Esther Tziporo, Esther Esther Chai Basario Tziporo. Should have a refuah shlema, complete, speedy, and painless among all Chole Yisrael. Please, if you've not signed up, do brsonline.org, /1 and 1. The Moskowitz get alerted every time someone signs up. It means the world to them and to Esti. Let's get into Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. First of all, a beautiful connection in our parasha, the Imre Chaim. The vision of the Rebbe says the following. Pasuk says, V'chayu v'lo yamus, you'll live and not die. When you approach the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Simple understanding of this was the care that needed to be placed in preserving our attitude of sanctity, of holiness, of awe, of reverence for the Holy Mishkan, for the Holy of Holies, the Kohanim Leviim. Even though they had access, even though they were insiders, they still had to act with a sense of awe. However, the vision of Tzarebbe, the Holy Imre Chaim, understands a little bit differently. He says, Kodesh HaKadoshim is a remez. Kodesh HaKadoshim, what is the Holy Holy of our lives? Shabbos v'Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif are the Holy and Holies of our lives, of what we look forward to, what we count down to. It is the Holy of Holies. Tzrichem lageshes l'Shabbos v'Yontif b'chias v'lo b'b'chinas meis. When you come into Shabbos and Yontif, you can't collapse out of exhaustion. When you come into Shabbos and Yontif, you cannot let down your guard. It's not time to let go. It's not time to pass out. It's not time to rush a meal. It's not time to be disconnected. We don't come in kemes, you don't come in dead, exhausted, collapsing. You come into Shabbos and Yontif b'chias, alive, enthusiastic, zealous, and with zeal. You save your best for Shabbos and Yontif. You don't save your best for work, and then you come into your family in Shabbos and Yontif like a corpse in collapse, but you save your best with chias. V'chayu v'lo yamustu. You have to be alive and you cannot be dead. B'gishtom l'kodesh kadoshim. When you come into the Holy of Holies of our lives, or Shabbos and Yontif. That is when it's not competing for our time and attention. It's not competing for our focus. Shabbos, we are disconnected so we can connect to what matters, to Hashem, to our family, and to ourselves. And we have to do it with a sense of chias. We have to do it with a sense of being alive. Number two, the Heilige Slonim Rebbe, the great Nesiva Shalom. Slonim Rebbe says the following, that the three things are Parsha, Bamidbar, again, if you're not listening about Midbar, it's still relevant for turning Friday into Erev Shabbos, for getting ready, psyched, and pumped for Shabbos. The opening Medrash on Bamidbar, the fourth book of the Torah, is that the Torah is acquired through three things, water, fire, and the desert. And the Slonim Rebbe, Nesiva Shalom, this week's Parsha, says these three things, this formula, fire, water, and desert, Yeshnam Gam B'Shabbos Kodesh. These are the three ingredients. This is the magic winning formula for how to experience Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh Gam Kenin Yonah Dvekas B'Hashem Yisborach. The goal of Shabbos is to attach ourselves, to feel the presence, to immerse ourselves with Hashem. As it says, Bein Yuvein B'nei Yisrael Osi Le'olam. Shabbos is the Yichud room that we have with Hashem. We celebrate, we party, we live all week long with the whole world. We are connected, we're watching, we're listening, we're being watched and we're being listened to. But Shabbos is Bein Yuvein B'nei Yisrael Osi Le'olam. It's a private affair. It's a private conversation. It's an intimate rendezvous. It's just between him and us. B'chinas Nesu'in, it's marriage. It's marriage. This is the marriage bedroom. This is the Yichud room. Umatzin b'Shabbos Zachor v'Shamar b'Dibur Echad Shem Dechilu v'Rechimu Zachor u'Mitzvos Aseh Shinyana Avas Hashem v'Shamar u'Mitzvos Lo Aseh Shinyana Yiras Hashem. Shabbos Zachor v'Shamar. On Shabbos there are two components: Zachor, positive Kiddush and Avdala and Zmiros and Divrei Torah. The Zachor, the positive components, the positive aspects. V'Shamar, the boundaries. Be careful. Don't violate. We observe by abstaining from doing creative labor. So Zachor and Shamar were said b'dibur echad. Normally, a human being can't say two things at once. We can't say two things that contradict or complement simultaneously. You can only say one word at a time. But Hashem, Shamar v'zachor b'dibur echad. That's how we begin Lecha Dodi. Hashem said them both simultaneously, meaning that they are equally important in understanding what Shabbos is about. Zachor, the positive commandments, they represent our love of Hashem. Shamar are the negative, what we must avoid. They are the boundaries that represent feeling a sense of awe, a healthy awe of Hashem. V'chein yesh b'shamas b'chinas b'midbar. Shabbos also has a sense of b'midbar. What does it mean, b'midbar? The midbar is a barren desert, a wasteland. What does it mean that Shabbos is a component of a midbar? What midbar? We have wine, and we have delicacies, and we have delicious challah, and we have games, and we have zmiros. What kind of midbar? What kind of desert? It doesn't mean that Shabbos you need to be hungry and thirsty like you're stuck in a desert. It means mesim atzmo kamidbar. We have to see ourselves and place ourselves and turn ourselves into a midbar. Shemavatal es atzmo es kol yeshuso. When you come into Shabbos with an ego, when you come into Shabbos with a sense of I, when you come into Shabbos when it's all about you, you're going to have friction. You're going to have conflict. The Shabbos meal will be filled with Shabbos fights and conflict and battle and tension. You have to mesim atzmo b'midbar. Come into Shabbos, you wipe the slate clean. Like a desert is barren. Like a desert is a place that is not yet planted. A desert is blank slate. We have to wipe ourselves, get rid of that ego, get rid of that arrogance, get rid of that sense of I, get rid of that power play, get rid of that insistence that our way or the highway or that we have all the answers. The Baal Shem Tov understood a Maimar Chazal this way. The Gemara in Ksuba says on Daf Kuf Gimel, Meis be'erev Shabbos, simin yafel lo. If a person expires, they leave this world on Erev Shabbos, it's a positive sign. The Baal Shem Tov wondered, Ma'i nafkamina b'zeh? What, when you schedule your own death, can you ask the doctors to please let you go on an Erev Shabbos? Does the person have free will? Do we have choice when we die? Meis be'erev Shabbos doesn't mean we physically die, we physically expire. Meis be'erev Shabbos means that we kill the ego on Erev Shabbos. Meis, that ego, that I, that arrogance, that envy, we kill it and we become a midbar, a blank slate. Start again, fresh and clean. We're able to come into Shabbos, a blank, clean slate in our relationships. We start again. In our dreams and aspirations for Shabbos, we start again. In our attitude, we don't impose our sense of I, we start again. All of the kind, meis be'erev Shabbos. What a simon, what a great way to go into Shabbos, to pause, to take that deep breath, to put on that Shabbos ponim, and to kill the I, the ego. To say, I'm going to come humbly. I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to monopolize the conversation. I don't have to sing the loudest. It doesn't have to be about me. If you want to connect and attach yourself to Hashem and to others, it begins with humility and modesty and seeing ourselves as a midbar. As the Baal Shem Tov said, Ha'anochius omedes, the biggest obstacle between us and God is that tug of war between us and God. Who's in charge? Who's in control? Is it Him or is it us? Who is it? Fire. You have to be on fire. And fire always stretches up. The flame always flickers up. You got to be on fire. Water, humble, modest. Water always flows down. So we can tap into the beauty of Shabbos. We can be transformed and elevated by Shabbos. We can come into the Yontif of Matan Torah. Be on fire. Light yourself on fire. Take responsibility and ownership of being on fire. We could be on fire, flame flicker up, always striving, yearning, no matter which way you point the candle, always going up. We could be water. Water always flows to the lowest place, humble and modest, and a desert. Kill the Anochi. Meis be'erev Shabbos. Be a meis. Kill that ego, that sense of arrogance, that I, simen yafelo. It'll serve you well. It'll be a great simen for the type of peaceful Shabbos you'll have, and beautiful Shabbos you'll have, and serene Shabbos you'll have, and inspiring, holy Shabbos you'll have. So again, please join our one-on-one campaign, Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Tzipora, Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Tzipora, brsonline.org/1and1, brsonline.org/1and1. Let the Moskowitz see how much you care, and Esti's merit, and all those who need her for Shlema. Should be a beautiful Shabbos, and a phenomenally transformative Yontif, to stay happy, to stay healthy, to stay holy. Shava Kabbalah Satoira, b'simcha, ba'ava, u'bepnimius. Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,